This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Joy Studios in Melbourne, this is the Community Network News, with news from around Australia and around the world. I'm Eric Williams, executive producer of this national program. Here now our presenters from the Melbourne studios, Anthony and Penn.
With the latest Community Network News, I'm Penn Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. Victoria's pledged $30,000 for the Way Out project in an attempt to improve its reach to gay youth in rural areas. Health Minister Lisa Neville confirming the funding as part of Mental Health Week. She says the money will go some way in helping youth to deal with issues from coming out, such as anxiety, depression and drug abuse. The cash windfall coming after Way Out recently slammed the Victorian government for its lack of support.
A Glen Waverley Secondary College student has been abused by a former teacher for putting up posters advertising November's Equal Love Rally. Jimmy Y was confronted in the library and called a faggot. Other students and staff who witnessed the homophobic attack immediately rallied to his support. The former teacher, who'd been working in a voluntary capacity at the school, has since resigned from his voluntary duties.
A former Labor leader and Governor-General has hit out at his former party, calling for a stronger stance on same-sex marriage. Bill Hayden wants same-sex couples to legally wed in Australia, urging the opposition to get some guts on the issue. He says that as a country we lag behind others in basic human rights and wants to see a more open-minded approach.
Gay rights groups have slammed Uganda's new anti-homosexuality bill, which includes the death penalty for something called aggravated homosexuality. With homosexual acts already illegal in Uganda, the new law aims to stop under-18s, the disabled and HIV-positive people from engaging in same-sex relations. Gays are already subjected to harassment and arrest and receive death threats as a matter of course, and the new bill will make life even harder for gay Ugandans.
Parramatta's small but proud gay community have celebrated who they are last week. 300 turned out for the Pride Picnic, which is one of the biggest events in West Sydney for GLBT residents. Meantime, a queer forum for Parramatta is being held this week.
According to the latest report from America's Pew Research Center, black Americans tend to regard homosexual rights as a moral rather than political or social issue. Two-thirds of the African Americans polled for the recent study oppose gay marriage. That's compared with 49% of Hispanics and 52% of whites. The African American vote was instrumental in overturning California's gay marriage laws last year.
The bodyguard of Anna Nicole Smith is accusing her doctor of deliberately drugging her in order to fuel the pair's lesbian love affair. Christine Arosevich is one of three doctors not charged, but she is now one of the key suspects behind the model's sudden death in 2007. Brian Thomas reports.
The testimony comes during a preliminary hearing to determine if Stern, Hiroshevich, and Dr. Sandeep Kapoor will stand trial for conspiring to illegally provide Smith with controlled substances. Brian Thomas, The Associated Press.
Evangelicals in America seem to be gradually warming to the idea of civil union rights for gays and lesbians. That latest report from the Pew Research Center shows that 57% of Americans support civil unions and 39% of those are white evangelicals. Brent Childers, director of Faith in America, marched with thousands of others in the recent Washington Equality March. Faith in America is just one evangelical organization working to educate their faith communities and open dialogue with the gay community.
And Danny Minogue's been forced to apologised over a comment made to a contestant on Britain's X Factor. Thousands complained after she told the bisexual dance teacher he didn't have to change the gender references in Jennifer Hudson's hit "And I'm Not Telling You I'm Not Going." Despite fellow judge Simon Cowell not happy with the jibe, the contestant says he's not offended.
And briefly in other news, Emmy Award-winning actress Sharon Gless has been honoured by the Los Angeles Gay and Lesbian Elder Housing Group for GLBT community advocacy. Mariah Carey was thrilled when a gay fan proposed to his partner after being invited on stage at her show in Las Vegas. Microsoft Corp has donated $100,000 to the campaign supporting more partnership rights for Washington State gay couples. And California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger has signed into law a bill naming May 22nd as Harvey Milk Day.
To QNN Sport, Australia has honoured the world's first and openly gay soccer player, with the country's two premier sides joining forces for an annual match. Sydney and Melbourne Rangers battled for the Justin Fashanu Cup at the weekend at the Kevin Bartlett Reserve in Melbourne, the sides remembering the fallen English star who committed suicide following a backlash from fans in the late 90s after coming out. And Ange Postecoglou will coach the Brisbane Roar in the A-League after being named the replacement to Frank Farina.
I'm genuinely excited by the opportunity presented. There's a lot of things that need to be absorbed, but certainly I am genuinely excited about the opportunities here at the club.
The Roar giving him a 2.5-year deal.
Are there any gay-related events or news happening in your community? Let us know. Email qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Pen Franz.
And I'm Anthony Lawton. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been the Community Network News, a national news program from the studios of Joy Radio in Melbourne. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Eric Williams.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.